Today on our program, we're going to take time to visit, as I said earlier today, Detective John May is going to join us. Sergeant Ryan Palmer, making sure we don't mess up and keep everything going here. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be here.
We've, again, this one of the things you'd told me last month is that this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and you have Detective John Mays that's worked on this, and so you said he's going to be our star.
Yeah, we brought in an expert today.
And John, it's been a while since we've had a chance to visit, but you've been on the air talking about this before.
Yes, we've been here. It's been a few years since we've been here to talk about it.
So let's, again, one of the big things in the beginning was we always wanted people to know that, yes, these cases do happen here. They do. And it does, it takes a long time to investigate them. It just doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. The cases, it takes time and stuff because the, they're different kind of cases than most law enforcement cases because they're so personal, and investigating them can take time, and you have to deal with the victims and their dealing with it and stuff.
Sure.
So the biggest thing is to make sure you kind of do what the victim is willing and ready to do. Yeah. Sometimes they're not willing to come forward. Sometimes, they just want to make a report. Sometimes they just want to talk. It's just kind of, you kind of let them kind of proceed the way they want to.
You have to, it's a skill you got to build up, isn't it? Just to, how far do they want, you don't want to force them because for their mental health purposes, I'm guessing not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, the trauma they've already been through, the last thing you want to do is to relive that and continue continue the trauma pushing them into doing other things and stuff or going farther than they were ready to go.
Sure. So, well, we do have, when cases come in, if an officer picks it up on the street or something like that, do they just right away call you, get you involved in it?
Okay. Usually, I get a call and then we kind of go from there. It just depends on the situation. A lot of times with a lot of sexual assaults, it's delayed reporting. A lot of times they don't come in right away because of a lot of number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They're confused. They don't know if they want to report. They don't. They feel like people won't believe them. There's just a lot of reasons people have reasons to delay or not even come in at all. A lot of them aren't reported. So it just depends on what they feel like doing and when they want to come in.
So they do, like, after the fact, that makes it a little harder to do an investigation to find out what to do and what kind of services they might need.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, we have Access is our advocate center in this area. We usually can hook them up with them, give them somebody to talk to and stuff, which is all private and stuff. They don't talk to me about it, what they say and stuff. So, and a lot of times, with victims, it's very rarely a stranger. So that's another thing that delays reporting too, because it's usually somebody they know. It's usually either a friend or a family member or somebody they know. It's not very seldom, especially in our area, that it's ever like a stranger that they're assaulted by. So
it's a challenge. It creates all kinds of challenges.
Yep.
Does having a couple of female officers, does that help when they get a chance to visit with them?
They've both started. They're still pretty, recent hires. So at some point, getting them into some of that we'll see how that works. So.
Okay.
Initially, though, when our officers respond, if it's a report that's happened recently, a lot of the things that our officers are doing is just making sure that person's safe. And all of our officers do a fantastic job at that. We have seen where sometimes the interaction between the female officer and whatever the gender of the victim is, sometimes our females can calm them down a little bit easier. Not always. Yeah. A lot of our male officers do a very good job too. But one of the things we see from officers right away is just, or we're working to do, is to make sure that victim is safe. And then
safe, feel safe, and then start to head towards whatever services you have to do.
Correct.
And
the
investigation needs to be done.
Yes.
Challenges. So over the years, now we've started to see a kind of a decline, at least in the reportable numbers that we've seen here locally.
Yes, it seems to be.
Doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yes.
It just means that we're not getting it reported.
Yes, and that could be a number of different things, but as in reports and stuff, if they've kind of declined in the past, especially 10 years, probably it's been kind of, they're not as frequent as they have been, and that could be a lot of number of things. Also, hopefully, some of it's just education, you know. So, hopefully, that's continues to go that way and it continues to decline. I mean, it's like I said, it's a very personal thing and really affects people for a long period of time, pretty much all their lives. I mean, it's something they have to deal with. It's not like something that you fix, you know. So it's just something they have to deal with for the rest of their life. So
we've had a couple of incidents where it's we've had reports and investigations have led to a lot of using technology. And are we seeing upticks in that area?
That's the biggest thing that we've seen now, and online, people getting online in chat rooms and talking with people. The biggest thing about online stuff is you don't know who you're talking with. They say they're this person, they show a picture of themselves, you think that's who you're talking to, that may not be who you're talking to. And then they start asking for pictures and stuff, and then they get pictures, and the scammers are getting into that also, where they're sending pictures to these people, and then all of a sudden they're going to start sending them to their family members and sending them to whoever unless they start paying them. So scammers have kind of gotten into that part of it also. The other part of it is with the internet and stuff and the web going into child pornography and stuff, not all countries have the same controls, and being the fact that you can get on and go to, you know, some chat room in the Philippines or Central America or whatever, and getting onto child pornography and not that's being so accessible, where before the internet, obviously, it wasn't. So now that's become a problem. NetMec is the one that kind of takes the reports of those, which is the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Internet companies, cell phone companies and stuff report possible child pornography and stuff to them. They look at it, basically send it to the state that they think it's being downloaded to. The state then sends it to whatever jurisdiction may have that. That the IP address came back to and stuff. So the other part of the internet that's coming up now is AI. That's going to be a big problem, because now you have generative AI or GAI, and which basically people are producing child pornography without using real people. You know, before it was actual people, now they're generating it, you know, or taking pictures of people and generating them into situations. And it isn't always kids, but adults and stuff too. So they can generate that, and that's a whole new opening of sexual exploitation. So
it's not easy to keep up, is it?
No, especially in the internet, it moves so fast and things move so fast. It's hard to keep up with things that they're doing.
Because obviously some people are going to say, so if this happens like around here, what are our options? And do we have different agencies you work with? I mean, do you guys have people that are skilled enough to work on it here in our department? Or?
So most of the stuff, some of that stuff comes to us, and then ICAC, which is in Des Moines, it's the state, basically the state, and it's a lot of officers from different departments and stuff also.
Okay.
So most of the stuff, if we're dumping a computer or phones or something, we can take it to them.
Okay.
They dump it for us so we can see basically what they're doing sometimes. I mean, sometimes we're not able to dump it, but but that's who we use. So the state tries to keep up with, because it's really hard for a smaller department to try and keep up with a lot of that. But the state does, and they're the ones that usually issue. They're the ones who usually get the NetMec reports,
sure,
and then send them on. So, or they investigate them themselves. It just depends. Yeah. So.
So I'd see, you know, like a lot of, well, I'll see sentencing get press releases, especially federal level, and a lot of child pornography, and which involves a lengthy list of different agencies that are usually involved with the investigation, and where it might start out where somebody is communicating with an officer somewhere, and then it comes, goes, ends up through the FBI or whatever, and ends up coming back down.
So anything the internet can be related to the FBI, because it will cross state lines just becoming on the internet. It depends. Sometimes it'll stay with the state, and we'll do the charge. A lot of the smaller ones and stuff, but a lot of the larger ones and stuff can go federal just because they're on the internet. We had a guy that got picked up a couple months ago or so. I think he either went to Fed time or is going soon. But that was an online enticement thing. So from another department.
Another department picked it up and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was from them. He was online enticing somebody. Sure. And so some of that has to do with also where the victim is. I mean, because you're trying to figure out jurisdictions. So a lot of the times the jurisdiction becomes where the victim is, not where the suspect always is, because the suspect can move around, but you always kind of know where the victim is. So it kind of falls to that jurisdiction.
It's not just black and white, is it?
Nope.
There's so many variables that have to enter into it. This is why I always say, you know, they might solve the case in a 40-minute or 50-minute TV show. It takes a little bit longer here in reality.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the dumps can take 2 or 3 months. 4 or 4 months. I mean, it just depends on how big the database is on the computer and stuff like that. So
there's a lot there too,
and they're very busy.
So and again, when you're getting like into new technology things and AI generated stuff, that's a whole new world for at least a lot of people.
Yeah, so. Especially for us that are older.
Yeah,
it's
still trying to figure out how to get that off my phone on that one thing. I gave up.
Yeah, but it's just advancing so fast. I mean, it's just hard. It's hard for everybody to keep up, because it seems like the people that are using that stuff for criminal type purposes seem like they're the ones that have seemed like they're really advancing, figuring it out on how to do it.
Detective John Mays with the Boone Police Department and Sergeant Ryan Palmer, again, Boone Police Department, on our program today. Talk a little bit on some of the assault cases. I know there was a time not that long ago where we were watching for different kinds of drugs that were showing up, and still seeing some of that around.
The thing is with those, they leave the system very quickly. So to get a test, it has to be reported very, very soon. Pretty much immediate, because the drugs that they're using and stuff leave the system very quickly. So somebody could say they felt bad and stuff, but to actually get a test of it and find out what drug it was, it's hard to do just because it does leave the system so fast.
And a lot of times they're unaware what happened.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
By the time they become aware, it might be too late.
Yeah, because a lot of them are blackout types things where they just don't remember much of anything. So we haven't, that should knock on wood, but it's we haven't seen a lot of that here in the past. I haven't seen much of it in the past few years, or been reported in the past few years here. So
part of that's, again, officers paying attention to what's happening with, again, in different things that they are investigating, or things that issues or where they make stops and stuff like that too.
Yeah, we're constantly trying to have positive influence in different areas in town, areas where we've seen assaults, thefts, whatever it is. Our officers are constantly trying to have a positive impact and kind of detour crime in those areas.
And a lot of it's awareness with people have become a little more aware of, you know, don't leave your drinks on the table while you go, you know, dance or go to the bathroom or whatever. Kind of watch your drinks, you know, keep more of an eye on it and stuff like that. So because people are aware that those things are out there now, where at first people really didn't know. So so people are being a lot more aware of what's going on with their drinks and stuff, and not leaving them unattended.
Are there ways for people to learn more about The sexual abuse, sexual assault, and child abuse prevention, too, also in the month of April.
Yep, child abuse. And there's different sites and stuff. NCMEC has a site. You can get online and look for on Access's site, the national, if you just pull up as the Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, it'll pull up some different things and stuff and tell you what different information and stuff that you may want. There's also some online reporting stuff if you see some stuff online and stuff where you can report to NCMEC and stuff like that. So on their sites also.
We've seen a lot of education started for a lot of younger kids. Again, younger people, I go back, 10 years ago when we first started visiting on occasion and stuff, a lot of just say no and and getting that understanding out there. Obviously, there's still instances where things happen, but has it helped?
I believe so. I think people are a lot more aware, you know, that touches that they don't want are not appropriate. If they have that feeling that it's whatever the touch is feels weird, that's not appropriate. And I think children and people are a lot more aware of that now, that's not, that telling somebody that's not appropriate is kind of come.
It's something that you can do.
And yes. Everybody has the right to their own body and how they are touched by other people. I mean, if that's something they don't want, that they have the right to say that, whether that's even a hug or you know, or somebody just touching their shoulder or whatever, if they feel that's weird, you know, they have every right to, you know, tell people that that's not appropriate. I don't like that.
Okay. Well, I don't like it when my grandsons knock me down either. But, you know, there's that. Anyway, I shouldn't be playing football with them. That's the big thing there. So, Ryan, of course, we are into the graduation time. That's coming up, prom time, things like that. I know we have after prom parties. We have different things that are happening here. Once again, sexual assault part to just say no. Gets to be the springtime.
Yes.
It's stepped up efforts and activity out
there.
Kids
are more active. Like you said, events are going on. I think I saw somebody post on Facebook a couple weeks ago with the warmer weather that more people are out walking. Kids are out riding bikes. We add the prom stuff in. There's kids out traveling, especially late at night. Be cautious as you're driving around. Be watching for people walking early in the morning. I rode my bike in to work this morning. It was dark out. People just need to be observant to what's going on around them. To your point, yeah, we do have officers out with each of those events, paying attention to what's going on, trying to keep people safe, trying to help kids. So we're constantly trying to make the events here in town a safer place and just an enjoyment for everyone.
I was going to say, with the nicer weather too, if your vehicle is parked on the street, lock it.
Yes, please.
Lock it. Much easier to make sure it's locked.
Yeah, we actually have been taking some calls of a group of people walking around burglarizing cars. So, yes, that's going on again. Every year we see a little span of that. We work hard to try and put that to an end. But, yeah, make sure your cars and sheds and garages are locked.
And don't be leaving your firearms in your car.
Yes, that's a wise choice. Don't do that. Yeah, or anything, really.
Nothing of value.
Out there. Nothing of value, too. Again, hard to cover all those cases when they're out there. And, John, again, for people that have questions, again, about sexual abuse or learning more about it, things like that, we have our online sources, but they can always call and ask.
Yeah, they can always call. We also get calls on the registry people that we have in town and stuff. Mm-hmm. If there's any questions or anything about that, then feel free to call me. I can answer questions about different things on the registry. There's some confusion with that also at times on where they can be, where they can't be, stuff like that. So if they have questions, they can give me a call. I can answer any questions they have. If I can't answer them, I can find the answer. And like I said, the biggest, you know, the one thing I want everybody to kind of realize is don't get pressured into sending pictures. Don't get, you know, if it's something you don't want, you have every right to say no, you know, and don't feel pressured into that you need to send things to other people.
And those are the, I think these are the kinds of things now that people are starting to see. Mm-hmm. If they get something like that, do call and say, I need to talk to somebody.
So yes.
Don't get overwhelmed by it. Yeah, yep. Like you said, scammers are really good at applying pressure.
Very, very persistent. So
yeah. I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Look forward to visiting again next month.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.